Clinical and clinic duty. Napkem corporation na kanga ill ilakat kawata kanjokna lo pimuga matum nan clean am chiwane kanjokna lo piu hakatamani manlan clean ak piu fail tamatamani mani You left him good box, getting great out and all over the place. You left him, you hold it. Time to wait a second, can't let him get a man. Man, Kasak, they told me, look, quick, a big tomato, can't talk with me, Kasak, they told me, look, quick, a big man. Okay, Tom, you left a man, money, Munami, Matemaraskan, Kulaskat, we, Kasapit. You clean it, you know, you clean it, 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 you tama nanunat tama tama na pikahkarlakat tako pitak kasapitik kunak tapikchekabikchuk ta pikchekhagalukut u munwani tunsinilugo angulaknam Namir Tango Yachtin, the big Sirchak, Haki, this look was big Sirchak, Takasha beat Nunak, reading of the Jewsam to Nunak.
He has told of this land that when he sat down and thought about it for a long time, this land that belonged to our forefathers, and then old people talk, in those old days, and then these land claims came along, and then first the white people and the Russians. The Russians, looking for land, which they called exploring for land by the Russians. And when the Russians came, they found Alaska, they came to our land and they found our people, the Eskimo people. And now, when they came at that time, they started calling Alaska. And they claimed this land that belonged to our forefathers from time immemorial. And how they claimed it is something they did not understand and still do not understand. And then the after the Russians had come and claimed this land without a fight or anything, without asking the people if they could sell it or not, they just went ahead and sold this land that belonged to our forefathers and to the Eskimo people, to what they call the United States. They sold it for money. They sold this land, which is ours and belonged to our forefathers since time immemorial. The Russians sold our land to the U.S. government for money, even if it was not their land. And this is something that bothers a lot of the old people, the older people. And this man has told from what he has heard and thought of. Now, we should not, as far as he has thought, we should not lose this land of ours, no matter what. And the way that we have lived and have lived off the land, which is called subsistence, it was a way that we have lived off this land for what it had. It's something, food, the animals, the fish, and so forth, that was not bought, but by hunting and bringing home to feed the families and the kids. And it's a way of eating and living off the land that still now is the way they live. And he thinks it'll not die for a long time because this is the way of their life.
Yani tun tukai tiki kingu lagit nun natang kati kat.
And now, a few days ago, when he was listening or looking at TV, at the time when they were having a convention. Now, he heard and saw some people talk that were worried about their shares, their regional shares, which I believe is 100, and their corporation shares, village corporation shares, is 100 shares. And that those people during the convention were worried about some of the shareholders might be selling their shares when 1991 comes around. And he says he believes that when they start selling their shares, that this would include land that they have when sold. He says we will lose land. It will be belonging, probably most of it, to the government. And he said that as far as he was concerned, he did not like it and was worried. Because of our kids. Our kids can have the land if they all hold on to their land and not sell any shares. That is the only way they will hold on to land that they can call their own in the future. But from hearing people talk, he's worried about people selling their shares, which includes land.
So I don't know what the
And he says that this is all he have to say for now, but tomorrow he will have more to say. But I was talking to him and I said, those old people that you heard talking today or this evening, the old people talking, telling stories, they told these stories of their own ways of life when they were young and brought up. And today, this is how they feel about this land, because they were brought up, and this old lady that talked about Hooper Bay says that if the people don't believe her, her footprints that are still on that land that she walked on, which I think she in turn feels this land belongs to the Native people. And I think that's what these stories really meant, what it means to the people, such as subsistence. The subsistence talked by the elders is a way of life that will never be changed. Only sometime, maybe 20 some years from now, when our younger generations are being taken over by what you call society of another nature, not the nature of our Eskimo way of life. Thank you.
Could we hear from a representative from Sheldon's Point, and then we'll hear from some of the people from Harmonic.
My name is Paul Manumik from Sheldon Point, and I would like to know why this has come about, Mr. Berger.
Well, as I said at the beginning, the Inuit Circumpolar Conference, which is an international organization of Eskimos from Alaska, Canada, and Greenland, thought there should be a review of the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, and that the people in the villages should be asked how it had affected them, and that we should attempt to gather the opinions of Alaska Natives about these questions they'll face in 1991, sale of shares, taxation of land, and so on. So they came to me and asked me if I would go around and hold meetings and listen to what people said and then write a report based on what the people have to say. So that's why it came about.
Maybe Tommy could translate that for him.
Ukutoni ni chugni aktukai. Hotin ako kaki yabte ko magikata kanshit makot nutanaman wata king unisko ng chalak na loko chale kale kano nako kloko. 1991 naktamana biwalgan hotin ukut si Chaling nakahtok matamakmane nunan aksaklone. Sir Mantaik, chaling yut yupit nun nataiknik. Wat na huila chokaklako. Awanik pak, hong kutamani tunok tani. Ignapotang bitkluki mai, umyakt knaksakakot nunamk matam. What in Cassat Mugue would sick kite? Hongota Omugue knacky in Lulik looking pinaksak put cotta, Makotmani no not put stomadreto, Sakhluke, the laxkmaluke, Piskmayak look at the market. What tag new looky унахани ничугни ничугни гуя кокка спичникка укутхани тако магайката макутмани кан кыйлдыгы чашкамлыгот атхаглутын кан кнахтта си ничугнахтуглуни тагм талхокма батта макутмани кин унахпотта нунамакка хотна кассатлам хэнката хонкута пектахтуганкамта анкатут кассатамхэн амхахкагот икхэнэдамти аваэ агэхсэгт хонкута тхэнэгтлхани нунаматчанын хэкамта макутмани икнапут тамакут кинкункэн ли ченгэлкунын хотта каюха инлули катах инлули катах такэт макутмани кингу кингумта пилхкай хотта пиунахтати хахптун хпти икаюш кумаковчи унахони пифкнако такакфкнако апкагнуку пикичу мантагасхани.
Okay, the other question I have is has this sort of review worked up in the circumpolar conferences regarding the land claims?
Well, the people in native people in Canada and in Greenland and in other countries are interested in the meetings that we're going to be holding here in Alaska because they want to know how your land claim settlement has worked out, because they are engaged now starting to settle their land claims, and they have an interest in what happens here. Of course, the principal concern of the Inuit Circumpolar Conference was to see what the impact of the land claim settlement had been in the villages of Alaska. That's why they asked me to come and hold these meetings. But the Inuit people and the Indian people in the other countries are interested as well. The report I write will be for the Inuit Circumpolar Conference and the World Council of Indigenous People, but it will be principally a report that Alaska Natives will have, and they can then use it as a basis for deciding what their stand will be on these 1991 questions on the broad questions of land, its preservation, the question of self-determination, and that's the purpose of this commission.
Has this sort of review work concerning Alaska Native Settlement Act?
Yeah, in whom yani atamapta matamaka hotna chala ayak mukchali loko pishatnak manna umhoni kiuga awani Greenland akkut awani nunat yupit akka ayak nikloko tamakutamani Uklaukan Yagrikha 1991 Settlement Act. Tamana bit Krakua. Honeha Sin Tamakotaka Sokhuku. Apkawaka Tamatum Nasini. Aka Saita Takotin Susini took Akutawani Nunat. Tamkoka. Mabatso Kwangkut Osakluta Makutmani Nunat Osak Takluki Hani Chingu Maskosinat Unakhani Nichugnish Kloki Chali Nunat Asat Cham Kangah Kank Satnaka Matumani Shadman Dakta Kipalga 1991 Kalikami Khatnapkawdra Pkawakata ki wakh ka khuke tamatam pichkalune wale kha smilk tap knale akhutash khatne makchali yuppi khutin pakhne glutin udakhta gluke pichkluke saita khatn akatak khuli namkhke chatim kutta бэх катэн таманатки пайлган
Okay, concerning the effects of the Alaska Native Settlement Act, to this point, most of what people have said is true. There is very little effect. And for those who are affected by it, are sitting back and holding back and not saying a thing about it. That's the way I look at these Native people right now. And also, the concerns of the village people. Some villagers say they have an allotment here, an allotment there. But that's all they say. That's all they're concerned about is their allotment. What about 1991? What's going to happen then? We really don't have an answer for that right now. And the hopes for the people in the future, I only wish that we could all live through it to see 1991 come and go by a very happy and successful year for all the natives. Maybe tomorrow I'll have more questions and answers. I mean, more questions and things to say to you. But right now, that's all I've got to say. Thank you.
Агумаани канотксха хатна макутмали ютта юппита лататын манна чтхтомалгайтта тама кутта билоке ахчагаклуке иллата пигнахкай Chale ya Ille taim kis jakhtak Mannamani ya 1991 naqtamana Khatn Qayuha Tkishkan qayuha yuqsakka khankuta Ya, kayuha pisikat kung kuta kahatkan ng oktsani kayuha tinaktakot tapos makot malikingo nanta yuita makot niyog na kahat imkot mixita lisingalrit nutan maliwita kahat wita yuito man namali settlement act tamana Хойнатанга аккахарчаксаа юлха тангухаамнила канхлалри Яани тачими пихмлия уйтонгинанамне нунакчан хитлхулини аккатаммаани атамма чан кнаскутсалгаанга 10 feet underneath нунам Чаннугайтача 10 feet. Тоатн чанну талхулини наскутхамтни чанак юут хуй талхатник. Таммани кайгани нунам чаннугай вайлган. Илумун нунак манна. Хатна чан хитлхани чат амсқа аллан калхулини. Укутхани Нью-Хамлет нам миллионы у нас кутхалгай чанак нганак и салах ксханак там мани акка там ата миллион илумун нунак чанак тхулинок там мани хуан куда хуингасу юх байлагма Maata kun san nuluni. Kwan kuta kuinga sunutan mo kfalukka. Chale ilama pitus hokit nga. Kwan. Nunak man la mani espat pisukurak tajikak nasukin. Kayo knaksit konik unishkamkin. An kaduk kukui mikchaga la li chaga swama tamatumka nasuniksa chali maa chali huitao nga. Tawama tajikakait makunik tkhinna uhtshanik ni kwasamnik kui. Maa nasunikanka. I just mentioned of myself when I was small. When I was working at St. Michael's, we were finding some stuff that was underneath, about maybe 10, 12 feet underneath the ground. These houses been underneath. Look how much the ground formed. I believe at that time the ground was thin. Now it's getting thick. When you throw a can, it covers it with the ground, and then later on, a few years, you don't see it no more. That's ground coming up, piling up. And my parents used to say, how I can live from the ground, from the land, and from the sea. He told me, how are you going to live from the land and from the sea when I don't even pay attention to him, what he tells me? Because I was small at the time and going to school. Right now, I'm starting to learn a lot from my elders. From my elders that I've been dealing with, hearing with, and being with, they tell me, and now it's just the same as if I'm going back to school. I believe our land here is something that's precious to us because of our young generation. We are that are getting old, might be underneath the ground sometime. Who's going to take over? The young ones should be in here listening to take and give the answers later on after 1991. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Moses.
There was one here, one Catholic guy, the old guy, he's from Catholic, I guess. Henry.
Yeah. We do akumula kan khtagulana ilama. My name is Henry Tilok. I'm from Catholic. Now we have heard everything from the time we were small, and everything that has been said is really true to me, because I was like them, like the guys who were talking about their growing days. We were all poor. We had no helpers. But I always wonder when they start quarreling about land, about land and this and that. My question is, who really own the land and who really make the land? It's not one of us in this world. We were given that land by God, and we were told not to quarrel over it, but to share the land for everyone to use, the land and the game here on earth is for everybody. Not to quarrel over all the animals of the land and the sea. And during my young days, we never hear about land claims and everything and all those meetings. We had none of those. Everybody was sharing what they have, the land and the game on earth and what they get from the water. So it's very different right now. Everything is always in a turmoil. You gotta go through papers, meetings, gatherings. And from what we heard, Tommy said, Tommy Moses told us that these young adults should be attending this meeting. They're supposed to take over. They had their education for a long time. They went through high school. Maybe some of them went through college. There's a lot of smart adults around here. So those are the guys who are supposed to take over when after 1991, I suppose. We'll be set aside. The older guys will be set aside. And the young generation take over. Tawasa ko na kanut ka. At ako fagnit putim kut. Pichiw kut. Makutma na kanut kit. Wang kuta sang simtni tukulata ang lesko na ilingaw kut. At ang mekanan ka kanruta kam tinga kunagawa na pisigasaw matnik at ang wala sa matnik sa nag yut pisigasaw kakaitnik. Asigwasulutin pilatagit. Wasokka ki mekanan ko ipilakto. Tawasyo apsikin ka ukutuanin. Kiam mana nuna pilya kau. Kita umri yung kita. Nasun kita put ni sadri akut. Rahit mtsam mana pilya kau. Wangkutun agwagotik sukasu wagotik sukusu piskufkin naku. Tawgam tamam ta atoguluku. Ta pisk samalik naksuku. Imakpigmuk nunamuksu nakkat unakuk ngapuchali. Piunakakam ta ilamtun abugogusuku peksuku. Tawat nimkuta kuta yuksut angushan ka sang simni nakkamuk imakhpim peakam ilating nunaligut ting abgiya usoki tikih tawlok pias khuit watta tawkun ma ignan kawi kanuta kam tiktamakun pilagat nga Kayo kapilaktut ni takfk natin kiyo malaw ito nga asiwa-siwa itong pilakang ato asiwa-kla. Wata makut mani niyapot wang kutis na yok na ito. Ang lakang pagsak takamang tsapaki kalutang tsapaki nangasutang ta ang lilamang yabatak na kutsakamag na. Kehtuman, uksuhtuman. Wasukawi ki magnan katawat na yukut. Ayuk matut. Tatamatumuk. Unamu muzuhtak sa. Ahkutwa kanakhtwa lagayt. Muzuhangfkakala. Tawasimaku tattami ginaput. Wangkut ni pukin nagut. Lichamal lam ngang miksamuk na yagna lauteng. Head start ang lauteng. Ayagna lauteng yabat. Natu na yagna lauteng kalacha ka lauteng spilad lagit. Tamakut umunakan lagay muatakan ruskikut. Tamaku tamani watta umnasini ni tuni naksak ni loki. Tamaku tlicha maskat. Tamana tkiskum tku 1991. King wani sipi cheksilgi. Wasu tiungan wanku tatoku cheksilga akut. Tamaku tamani manna inglulli wakkaugat. Land Claim Back Settlement Act tak tamana tkis kanaganaksukan tamakunun singu mataksa kaputuang kutikinemtun totot nipitak talang tumotokan kuta.
My name is Andrew Kelly. I am not representing any particular organization. However, I want to say that I am a bilingual bicultural resource instructor working for the school, Imangak Schools. And if I may, I would like to say a few words in Yupik and I will translate what I have said in English. Unakwani kinakwani ya piluku kwani kanrit to hontang wasam nak matum nastigok naluk yukutta kwani kwa khabtai go kwani kho kwani yukhpailam ta tamam ta khat nap sil khunri de yukutta chaulut ni yukh chuchit kasalut ni khatlo kayu pilut kwani kho tamam ta yupiluta Yuxukut mani Alaska mi witaluta tawsu manna nunaput akwasias kapitik sukuhatna li taqaw maluta tot nayuxuta yupiluta. None of us had any choice before we were born what we wanted to be. to be an Eskimo, an Indian, or otherwise. We did not have that choice. But I want to say this. I would rather be an Eskimo or a Yupik before I chose any other race. It does not mean that Eskimo race is better than any other race, but I am very proud to be a native. Shortly after 1971, the passage of the Alaska Native Settlement Act, I had the a very good opportunity of working with 19 villages very actively during the Claim Settlement Act, the land selections for the villages. People I worked with, some of them are present, like Mr. Williams from Kotlik, and many others. I've also have visited 28 villages in Chalista region during that time. Imomikani mannapiqt qaxalkhni ayagarlo chalitulkhunga yunam gitagat nunatika yoluki makmattum nunam tigulkhatni yunak pingaunligan chalinunat tasnikhulugi mattum chalis copies na milloni tammani pilumtni kanrutimarluitkut 1991 nami ki pailgan kituxkluta upskluta tamat ki pailgan holi tangxnaqtukut takkaki yaqsiglun sayugunaanani umyoqt knaqtas khuinga taachan rituq tikiskanna pichiqakut taalukani kha tikit qataqluni